The government's Housing for All targets for 2024 and 2025 are at risk due to rising inflation and construction costs, according to the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland. The Society says delays in housing starts will affect the targets of an average of 33,000 homes a year up to 2030, regarded as essential if the housing crisis is to be tackled successfully. We've been speaking to the president of the Surveyors Society, Kevin James.
I think the sentiment at the moment in terms of the way the economy has gone, there's been a notable reduction in housing, you know, whether that's local authority housing or private speculative developments. I think it's pretty obvious that with the challenges that we've seen in the market with rising interest rates and construction inflation, high energy costs across the entire industry, it's very difficult to make residential projects viable at the moment.
You're the people who cost projects. What are you seeing in terms of rising costs?
Well, in rising costs, I suppose, if you look at the business case that developers or local authorities are trying to look at the outset of a project, looking at the construction material costs have increased significantly over the last year. We've got high energy costs, and I think that developers and contractors are on notice with potential future increases at the beginning of next year. We're also seeing, I suppose, the increased costs of living, and there's definitely a limited capacity in the market. And I suppose the planning process is also has been very slow.
Yeah, if we take those costs, I mean, we're talking here about double-digit increases, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Well, I think the tender price index that we presented earlier this year showed a 14% increase in tender price inflation. There was a prediction that the market would soften. Anecdotal information has come through the tender process. You know, the figures haven't reduced as much as what we thought. You know, we're waiting for the survey results to come back before we publish our next report.
And in terms of the other side of the coin, the appetite that investors have for investing in, particularly in residential construction, that's beginning to soften a bit as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fairly notable that, you know, some investors are leaving the market, and the competition, you know, for the appetite for risk, you know, in certain private sector residential developments is no longer there. We're talking to some members recently, and based on my own experience, we've gone through a process with some tier one developers recently that have spent a lot of money on design fees, gone through an entire tender process, a value engineering process, because the figures came in over budget, and still couldn't make the project viable. Now, that particular developer is working with his funder to keep the funder at the table to, you know, perhaps retender that project, you know, next year if the market permits.
So in those kind of examples you cite, those are projects that have planning permission. They've gone through the process. They are, in that sense, ready to go.
Yeah. You know, and that's the difficulty, and I think that's compounding the problem. You know, our planning process, as we know, you know, to some extent, arguably, it's dysfunctional. You know, there's lots of objections. Projects have gone to On Board Planola. Projects are stuck in judicial reviews for up to 18 months. And what we don't have are clear statutory timeframes, proper pre-planning engagement for projects to be formally submitted for planning. So developers and investors understand the risk and the time frame for them to be able to look at the viability of a project over 2, 3, 4 years.
So the government's target for next year under Housing for All is 29,000 home completions. Do you think they're going to meet that target?
Yeah, I think the next couple of years, I suppose the sentiment in the market and some of the published reports show that this year, pretty much in line with projections, next year with projects already on site, should probably, you know, hit the targets for government. The concern for me is that if we haven't started a significant amount of projects this year, which may take 12, 18 months, 2 years to build, in the year 24 and 25, there's going to be a significant shortfall of housing, which is going to compromise the government's Housing for All programme. We've reported on this previously that we believe there's a 7% shortfall in housing completions just to meet the 33,000 units per annum target over the next 10 years, and arguably 33,000 units per year maybe short when you look at the growth in the demographics. There's industry reports suggesting we may need 40 to 45,000 units.
So, you know, if Dara O'Brien, the minister, is facing this challenge, do you have any advice for him? What can the government do?
Well, the government, I suppose, there's a real opportunity for government to take a leadership position and really, you know, look at, and again, the society and the members have published reports showing hard costs and soft costs. We really need to look closer at the soft costs. We need to look at areas, and I know we've talked, you know, previously about VAT. There has to be some creative thinking around VAT to incentivize and make projects more affordable. The government could look at local authority fees and charges. They could freeze some of the development contributions. We could look at reviewing the standard compliance around fire regulations, because there's premiums there in the design for regulations. We have to improve our procurement processes. And more importantly, I think we need early engagement with Irish Water and ESB to understand why we're paying such high premiums for connection charges for Irish Water and ESB connections.
Are you suggesting a relaxation in fire regulations?
No, not at all. I think fire regulations is about life safety. I think there has to be stringent controls around fire, absolutely, but I think there has to be uniformity right across the fire officers who represent local authorities, who impose conditions. We can't have onerous conditions imposed in one part of the country and have a conflict in terms of the interpretation of the regulations.